Milwaukee business executive Joseph Zilber has confirmed he or the 90-year-old man's family foundation will give about $5 million for each of the next 10 years. The money will go to the Zilber Neighborhood Initiative, which will try to reduce crime and drug abuse and increase employment in 10 low-income Milwaukee neighborhoods. Zilber rejects comparisons to the Great Society federal anti-poverty programs of the 1960s.
The Great Society of the 60s was mainly done by government funds. This is not government funds. There seems somehow or other when government gets involved, it's very hard for them. When we're involved, you can control it.
Zilber is giving some control to Susan Lloyd, who used to work for the MacArthur Foundation. That foundation has been a key funder of a community improvement program in Chicago. Lloyd says as she helps Zilber in Milwaukee, she'll try to repeat some of what was done in Illinois.
The model in Chicago that worked well has a patient investor, works through both citywide and local organizations to strengthen the capacity of a city's infrastructure to get things done, looks to organize local residents around a plan or a quality of life effort that they believe in, and then to hold themselves and each other accountable.
The Zilber Initiative has a challenging early task to see if it can get other wealthy Wisconsin residents to donate another $150 million to the cause. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.